This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just think Cooper Kupp, he's a little older. Is he really going to improve our passing game that much? And I don't know if he really will. I still think we have some guys, either Freiermuth can get more involved in the game. And we have, you know, Van Jefferson. You saw some balls that were thrown to Calvin Austin that, you know, weeks coming up, you'll see him more involved. Balls that were thrown in the dirt, balls early that could have gone in for some good yardage. And so with Cooper Kupp coming in here, I mean, there's only so many football. Sometimes when you trade for another guy, an older guy who's been injured, I mean, look at Ayuk. You have young guys that you'll stunt their development. And I just think that, to me, I would rather just stay pat. And it's not always better to trade for someone when you got a lot of talent in that room that just has not been tapped. But I don't think the cupboard's bare. Talk about cupboard bare. There's a lot of teams that would love to have the wide receiving core that the Steelers have.
Chris Hoke, a lot of teams that would like to have the wide receiving core the Steelers have. I can think of one team, the Chargers.
Yes.
Because they don't have George Pickens.
Right.
And George Pickens is good.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. When his head is screwed on straight, when he's getting the football, he's good. They need a wide receiver, Doran.
Yes.
They need one.
Yes.
I changed my opinion, by the way. I did that thing.
About what?
About Cooper Kupp. I spent half a Friday show talking about how, yeah, I'd trade a second-round pick for him. Problem is, they're right in the thick of things.
Yeah, they're not trading him, no.
They're not going to trade him.
No.
So that's one guy you can cross off, even though, according to a couple of national reports this weekend, the Steelers had been in talks with the Rams about Cooper Kupp, but they're right there in that division. I mean, the Seahawks got blown out yesterday, which, frankly, I didn't see coming. That's a tough place to play. The 49ers won, but they're at 4-4, and they're all banged up. So if I'm the Rams, I'm holding on to Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
And they play Seattle maybe Thursday, but they definitely play Seattle this week. So even if they lose, I mean, you're still in it. But if you win, you're definitely in it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not trading him. Christian Kirk, found this out yesterday, he's out for the season with a broken collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes a guy off the list. I've been talking about Darius Slayton a ton. We had a Giants beat writer on Friday, Doran, who said that Darius Slayton is a really good route runner, a guy who takes the top off the defense, has been really consistent with bad quarterback play. His only issue is from time to time has drops. And who's that remind you of?
Deontay Johnson.
That's exactly right. I would take him in a second.
Yeah. He's like the only one left, though, right?
Jacoby Myers, I guess, is getting tossed around. He's been okay. 31 catches, 325 yards, 10.5 yards a catch, couple of touchdowns. I mean, I would take him. I would absolutely take him. I feel like they're going to get a guy. I feel like most of the wide receiver needy teams in the NFL already got their guys. But you read that the Bills are interested in Cooper Kupp and had dialogue about Cooper Kupp. And if they're still in it, they're obviously aggressive. They feel like they're a Super Bowl contender. I had thought, okay, they get Amari Cooper. The Chiefs get DeAndre Hopkins. The Jets got Devontae Adams. All the wide receiver needy teams seem to have picked up their guys, apart from the Chargers. So I thought it's the Steelers and maybe another team or two. I guess the Bills are back in the conversation.
Again.
Huh. Get another guy. Why not?
Man.
But there's still more available wide receivers than there should be teams. I mean, Myers, the Christian Kirk thing stinks because I think he fit the bill.
Absolutely.
Darius Slayton, I think, fits. And you're going to get a firsthand look at him this week. It's three consecutive weeks now where you got to look at one of these guys. Is Devontae Adams, although I guess he was off the board at that point. Just go get a guy.
Yeah, we'll see how it looks tonight. I think that they absolutely need somebody, but like we were saying before, like a couple of segments ago, like can Russell Wilson take them to an even bigger level than he did last week? The receiving core, the guys around him. Can Calvin Austin the third be a bigger part of the game plan and actually be effective in the game plan? Like if you can get that out of Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin, you probably are okay with where you're at. I'm just trying to think that in the Steelers' mind. It's like, do we want to give up assets for a guy just to bring him in to be a part of this core?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we feel that there's somebody out there that could actually be a big-time player? Like, I think that where you're picking from right now with the players that are left, they would just be a part of the receiving group. And they would be an asset of the group, not just like an asset of a threat.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's a different conversation.
He's a threat.
Yes. Yes. And he looked pretty good the other night.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because now you can't have him. I want what I can't have. Can't have that guy. They're not going to trade that guy. The only way they do is if you give up a second now, I would think, and say you don't have to eat any of the salary. But even then, how do you tell Matt Stafford we're trading Cooper Kupp?
No, not whenever you're in the thick of things.
And Puka Nacua just came back. Like, it's a totally different team than it was before, so I don't see that happening. I think Slayton's a significant upgrade. I will partially agree with what Chris Hoke had to say. Like, you've got untapped potential there. I don't think Van Jefferson's a great player. Nobody does. But he's better than what he was with Justin Fields, mm-hmm. and he caught a touchdown last week. I definitely see what you're saying about Calvin Austin III. You can get more out of these guys and still realize you're left wanting more.
Yeah.
And I'll partially agree with Bart Scott. Hey, the Steelers were doing some simple things, but very effectively. Teams are going to change their game plans. But if you add another guy...
Oh.
Because you're just going to start seeing teams invite you to run and they're going to double cover Pickens.
Yes.
Like, that's going to happen. It's probably going to happen tonight.
Yes.
Even though the Giants' secondary is not good, but they know that. They're going to throw an extra guy over there. If you have a Darius Slayton, who's a third down guy for you, a possession guy for you, who also has speed to burn over the top, I think it changes everything. And that's what you need to do. The Steelers are positioned to contend in the AFC. I'm not saying, please, people don't kill me here. I'm not saying they're better than the Chiefs, but every time you watch the Chiefs, you go, like, come on now.
Right.
Like, where are these? The Steelers are averaging more points a game than the Chiefs are. But to win against the Chiefs when it matters, you need to score. And same with Baltimore, same with Buffalo, same with Houston. And they won yesterday. They're not 100%. You need to be able to put up points. And I think they're in a position where they can score more than they've scored just organically now because the quarterback's better. And because your running back's running like a maniac. But to become a legitimate AFC threat, you got to get a guy.